The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
All right, we're having lots of Merle Haggard tonight.
We're from North Dakota, Canada, and Maryland today. At Kelso here, live with you. Paul Fromm in Canada, and George in Maryland. Thank you so much for joining us here on today's edition of the Trump Phenomenon. Another phenomenal day here on April 5th, 2017. And we welcome your participation in this live show always. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And hey, right out of the gate, I'm going to also say we welcome your participation in funding this program. Any funds you send in go to pay for this program, meaning you're also supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find a place to send that support is James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota. Just to skip a rock across the Red River here. I'm in North Dakota, but East Grand Forks, Minnesota, zip code is 56721. And thank you very much to the folks who are already using that address to make contributions to keep us on the air for the entire 8 years of the Trump phenomenon. And then George and Paul, who knows what we'll do there. We'll all have our canes and stronger prescriptions on our glasses. They're in eight years. And hopefully the Republic and our people will have been saved. And who knows what presidential material we will all have as we head into our 70s and 80s. But
we have a lot of work ahead of us, and there's a lot of encouraging developments, but there is a fanatical opposition. I see that the Catholic Church in Mexico is denouncing that apparently there are some Mexican contractors who are even going to put in bids on helping build the fence, and they're denouncing that as unpatriotic. I thought, isn't that odd from the Catholic Church in the United States, or I mean, important spokesman for it, are all in favor of sanctuary cities and giving sanctuary to the invaders. In Mexico, they're on the side of Mexican nationalism. In the United States, they're on the side of an invasion. It certainly gives almost any churchgoer pause to think about whether they should be off putting anything on the collection plate, assuming they still go to church. Well, it depends on the church, of course. But
yes, good news on that border. Donald Trump has had the effect of, well, here's the headline: immigration arrests at Mexican border continue to plummet. That's one of today's headlines. And arrests of people caught trying to sneak into the United States across the Mexican border plummeted in March to the lowest monthly figure in more than 17 years.
Wow.
The head of Department of Homeland Security reported.
James, I mentioned that on my show. And I have a nightly show on whiteresistanceradio.com at midnight every night. And on my show, I mentioned that because I have studied the immigration invasion problem for over 30 years. And this was actually told to me by a white cabbie. There were still a few in Toronto a few years ago. He said, you know, all of these people are born scamming. The people from the third world. Put it a bit nicer. What it is these people are street smart. In totalitarian societies or in failed states, you've got to be street smart, or you may not survive. And that's not the same thing as being intellectual. Certainly, Europeans are by and large more intelligent, have a higher IQ than most third worlders, but street smart is being able to read people, being able to read, can this dude hurt me, or can that this dude help me? Can I use this person, or is this somebody I've got to be afraid of? Well, Donald Trump is a very visceral sort of man. He sends out strong signals, and they get it. They get it that there's a new dog on the block, and they better not cross him because he means it. When he growls, the next step, if you keep bugging him, he's going to bite you. And Donald Trump has made it quite clear that this was not just an election promise, that he's doing something about it. And they get it, And I think that's one of the reasons the arrests and the incursions are way down. A fair number of them say, maybe not a good idea. Maybe we'll just stay in Guatemala.
Yes, and Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly agrees with you, saying the steep decline in arrests is no accident, and credited President Donald Trump's approach to illegal immigration. And there's another a couple more wonderful numbers here. Lowest in 17 years, a decline of 67% over last year. And here's another great effect of the Trump phenomenon. Since October of 2016, the number of refugees brought into the United States, refugees, so-called, put the word so-called in front of that. I like what Ann Coulter says. None of them are actually refugees. The number has declined from over 9,000 a month officially back in October of 2016 to 2,000 a month last month. So again, that so there's the Trump phenomenon, a number decreasing to less than a quarter of what it was only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 months ago. So my goodness, that is another great, I mean, you know, here in North Dakota and everywhere, wherever you are in America, you're agonizing and having to struggle with the local liberal idiots in your area who are trying to bring refugees to your community and mess up your town. Well, Donald Trump is cutting them off at the source. So these idiots in your local area now, they had 9,000 people to work with in October. They have 2,000 last month. And Donald Trump is, as Steve Bannon has said, it's just the top of the first inning. They're just getting started. By the way, let's touch on that point. Steve Bannon, this one of the stories today is that Steve Bannon has been taken off of his position on the National Security Council, and the New York Times and the Washington Post and the other liberals who are trying to bring these refugees into your town are jumping up and down, giving their telling you what to think and announcing that, oh my gosh, a huge demotion for Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon is out. Donald Trump has, put the hammer to Steve. No, he hasn't. Steve Bannon really, it's simply a reflection of the fact that Steve Bannon really doesn't belong on the National Security Council. It was an early choice by Donald Trump when he was struggling with the limited number of people that he had in his circle to fill all these thousands of positions. The National Security Council is a place where you put people like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You put military heads and other people of that in that circle on the National Security Council. Steve Bannon is a political genius, but has no bona fides on the National Security Council. So this is simply a prudent decision by Donald Trump to take the National Security Council out of Steve Bannon's portfolio of positions. And there you go. Donald Trump hasn't done this before. He hasn't been president before. Doesn't know how you do this. So he's learning and learning very well as he goes. So the Steve Bannon story, nothing there, folks.
Not one other follow-up on the Mr. Trump has never done this before. William Jefferson Clinton had never done this before. And all these various presidents at one time had never done this before. You want to see real fiasco? Look at the 6 months and starting in 1976 with Mr. Peanut. You want to talk about chaos in the White House? You don't think the Washington Compost had a ball with him, too?
Yes. Yes.
And yeah, I mean Mr. Carter, an alumnus from near and dear to my heart organization. Jimmy Carter. Would you go to sea with Jimmy Carter? Would you go to sea with Ross Perot? Well, a lot of people did.
In a submarine.
You know, Jimmy Carter, it was legendary, the insanity of the first 7 or 8 or 9 months in the White House with him in charge.
You bring up something, again, everything's connected here, folks. You bring up Jimmy Carter, submarines, nuclear submarines. Jimmy Carter fancied himself a nuclear engineer of sorts. Nuclear.
Yeah, nuclear.
And that's in our headlines today also. And again, Donald Trump comes out looking great and acting in our interest. Westinghouse Corporation has just filed for bankruptcy, and they are currently attempting to build the only two nuclear reactors under construction in the United States. And they have the greatest expertise on building nuclear reactors. Well, what's going on in the background here? The Chinese are trying to buy Westinghouse through a front company. Donald Trump is meeting with Xi Jinping tomorrow at Mar-a-Lago, and this will be on their agenda as they look out over the tree through the palm trees and over the vast lawn there at Mar-a-Lago, either looking eastward to the Pacific, beautiful Pacific there, or westward to the Intracoastal Waterway, where I used to live, right there, looking right into Mar-a-Lago. This will be among the things discussed. And Donald Trump is going to tell Xi Jinping, no, you're not going to buy Westinghouse. And here's the great thing that our president is doing, something Obama would never do, Carter would never do, Clinton, none of them, the Bushes. He's out there beating the Bushes to find, well, to find a buyer for Westinghouse, an American buyer for Westinghouse. Why? It's so obvious. We're not going to be the stupid people anymore. Our nuclear secrets are incredibly important to our national interest. And no, we're not going to sell our builder of nuclear generators. We're not going to let that be bought by the Chinese.
This is a matter of national security. The important technology has to stay in the United States. Now, Canada is much smaller, but there's been a huge debate up here about the Chinese efforts to buy into the oil patch and to buy into some of the high tech. And our Security Intelligence Committee, the Canadian Security Intelligence Committee, and the RCMP did a report in 1997 warning that the biggest security threat to Canada were the communist Chinese, and that they would be trying to buy into the Canadian economy and steal technology. That was called the Sidewinder Report, as in a snake. And the Liberal government of the time suppressed it. In fact, they thought every copy had been trashed, but it hadn't, and it got out. And the predictions, it's scary. That's 20 years ago. The predictions have turned out in Canada to be so true. And I'm really hoping that that President Trump, when he's entertaining Chinese president, I guess it's Xi Mar-a-Lago.
Yes, he'll be at Mar-a-Lago. And interestingly, there's a specific Chinese pronunciation of the name Xi, which is English and American will say she. There is a more specifically Chinese. Let me try to imitate it. Something like, she. It's kind of short. But here's the interesting thing, Paul. It leads to lots of jokes that end with, that's what she said.
Oh, that's what she said. What I'm hoping he will say is, as you look out over that beautiful part of Florida, this is our beautiful America. Mr. Chairman, look, but you don't touch. And that's the same thing about Westinghouse. It's a great company. If you want to buy from the new improved Westinghouse, you're more than welcome to do it, but you're not going to own it. It's, this land is our land, not yours.
Yes. Now here's let's make another connection here with Xi Jinping and the meeting with heads of state by Donald Trump. Of course, he meets with the Chinese leader. And, use that word leader in the context of, he is a communist dictator leader. There are no elections in China, and there's no democracy in China. It's as much a red Chinese dictatorship as it was under Mao Zedong. The liberal media just seems to forget to mention that. But today, Donald Trump met with King Abdullah II of the nation of Jordan, and more good news from Donald Trump, once again proving that he is doing what he said he would do, and more today with King Abdullah, and I'll try to get that audio for you here in just a moment. One of the topics that came up, he said, what about refugees? He is making an arrangement with King Abdullah, who looks, you look at him, King Abdullah, he goes, wow, he looks awfully white. And I thought to myself, he looks awfully white. His mother, it turns out, King Abdullah's mother, is a woman named Toni Gardner from Britain. We'll talk about that right after this break and take your calls. Stay tuned.
Circling skies, turn the tide and twist, and just an earth, and this is my brain. Set. Mixtures. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend
Hey, we're back, folks. Thank you for tuning in. We're connecting the dots on the news today. I was just connecting the dot of King Abdullah II of Jordan, who succeeded his father, King Hussein. And you'll hear King Abdullah in just a moment. He has had a very good meeting with Donald Trump. They're talking on the garden there at the White House. The two men obviously hit it off. You'll hear that for yourself. Judge for yourself when you hear the emotion in King Abdullah's voice. But his mother, interestingly, her name, she's still alive, Tony Gardner, who married his father, King Hussein, back in 1961. And Tony Gardner is a class, you know, she's as British looking a woman as you could possibly see. Her maiden name is Sutton. Her father's name was Gardner. And so that explains why King Abdullah looks and sounds pretty British, actually. So let's listen for just a moment here to the great thing. Here's what we got that's great. A lot of good things. But Donald Trump said, hey, on the subject of refugees in Syria, these people don't, they want to go back home. Now, this isn't true of all of them, of course, but this is a very good thing for Donald Trump to say. The goal is to get them, as refugees, get them back home. That, you know, what does refugee mean? You leave your country forever? Will you fly into outer space and go to some other civilization? Is that what a refugee is? No.
Refugee means we're going to suburban America and getting 1.5 acres with 4 bedrooms and 2 baths.
Right, exactly. But Donald Trump says, no, refugee means, okay, you got bombed out of your dwelling. All right, we're going to put you back in there. You're going to go back. We're going to finish that war, rebuild your house, and put you back there. Meanwhile, are we going to keep you in North Dakota or Florida or California? No, we're going to put you up in Jordan. And this is an amazing thing. Today, he got agreement from King Abdullah II that these nations, these Arab nations, folks, you know how many refugees they've taken in? Zero.
How's that work, James?
Yeah. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Kuwait. How many refugees have they taken in? None. Zero. And they're right next door to Syria. Well, Donald Trump is going to change that. And that started today. Listen to this. Here's Donald Trump talking today. I guess this is in the Rose Garden at the White House. Beautiful, sunshiny lawn there.
Many other instances. They want to return back to their home. And that's a goal of any responsible refugee policy. Finally, as we discussed, to advance the cause of peace in the Middle East, including peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And I'm working very, very hard on trying to finally create peace between the Palestinians and Israel. And I think we'll be successful. I hope to be successful. I can tell you that. The king has been a really tireless advocate for a solution. He's going to help me with that and help me at the highest level. And we will be consulting with him very closely in the days ahead. King Abdul, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for your partnership. Working together, the United States and Jordan can help bring peace and stability to the Middle East. And in fact, the entire world, and we will do that. Thank you very, very much for being with us.
He's shaking hands with King Abdullah.
Oh, those are fighting words, peace and stability. Fighting words.
Yeah, now here's King Abdullah.
Mr. President, thank you for such a kind and warm welcome to the White House. I fondly remember the meetings we've had many years ago and more recently, several months ago. You've always been a generous host and have always looked after us. We are very delighted with the way the discussions have gone so far, and we're delighted to be here in such a wonderful setting and such a beautiful day.
Let's pause right there. We'll come right back to today's news. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks, and we're just listening to Donald Trump talking with King Abdullah II of Jordan. They're in the Rose Garden. I'll turn to that video in just a moment. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here. We're on from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Interesting thing about King Abdullah II, he is a member of the second longest ruling house in the world, the longest ruling house. Give me a guess, Paul, as to what the longest ruling house or family in America, in the world is.
I think the Japanese royal family. No, I'm sorry. The Thai royal family.
No, you got it right. The Imperial House of Japan is the oldest. And the second oldest is the Hashemite dynasty, in which King Abdullah II is a member, although half of him comes from Britain. Tony Gardner, kind of a little twist there in the Hashemite descent. He's the 41st direct descendant of Muhammad. My 41st great grandfather, as well as my 40th, my 38th, and my 37th. Great-grandfather on all four lines of all four of my grandparents are direct descendants of their grandfather, Charles Martel.
I was afraid you were going to tell us that You were descended from Obama too.
No. But you know, Charles Martel a little bit later in years, but just a couple generations after Muhammad himself, and Martel stopped the Mohammedans.
Martel whooped the Mohammedans, but good.
He whooped the Arab heavy cavalry with his heavy infantry, quite a story there. But anyway, let's go back to King Abdullah II. And let us see why what he is. It's wonderful, the friendship that he has with Donald Trump. Now, also, who is Abdullah II? Just the head of a small and unimportant Jordan? No, not at all. He is rated the most influential by some huge Islamic institute. He is rated the most influential Muslim in the world. Interesting. Let's go back to him. Let me find him here in our video, our audio. He has wonderful things to say to Donald Trump. And I'm using this to make the point, Donald Trump is an incredible historic leader. And this chemistry that you see between King Abdullah II and Donald Trump on solving things like the Palestinian-Israeli unsolvable dispute, these men can do this. They can solve
this. What's even unspeakable? I mean, Donald Trump actually said today, let's try to get a peace agreement between Israel and Palestine. He may as well, of all the things he's done in 2 years, that's got to be the single most politically unacceptable act.
Yes. And by the way, I misspoke during the break. I read up on Jordan's relationship to Syrian refugees. They've taken in 1.4 million of them. Not a zero. Kelso got that one wrong. So here we go with, but Donald Trump is going to make sure that they go to places like Syria, and not to Minneapolis. So here we go. Here's King Abdullah talking.
Which I think is a tremendous mark of how we are going to move into the future. We've had a very good round of talks today, and I'm looking forward to continuing these discussions later on in our meetings after the press conference. What I do want to say is how much we deeply appreciate the close relations we have with the United States, with you, Mr. President, and with the American people. This is a strategic partnership that we call and keep very close to our hearts, and it is a partnership on so many levels that we will continue, I think, with the frank discussions that we had today to improve on as we face the challenges of the future. And I am very delighted for your vision, your holistic approach to all the challenges in our region, and to the dedication of your team in being able to translate your policy into actions successfully, hopefully, as we move forward. The challenges we face today.
Now, let me go a little further. I'll tell you what, King Abdullah, let you know, he likes Donald Trump. He chooses as a word that Donald Trump's holistic approach to foreign policy. Boy, is the New York Times going to report that King Abdullah says Donald Trump has a holistic approach? I like that. Here he is 5 minutes later in the same press conference in the Rose Garden with some more warm words for our president.
Expressed in how this should not be tolerated whatsoever. And this threshold of inhumanity and savagery that are being crossed every day is something that I know the president will not allow to happen wherever it may be. And I fully support and endorse the president in this issue. So I want to thank you, sir, because you have the outlook of looking not just at the Syrian challenges, but that of Iraq, Israel, Palestine, Libya, and everything that is in our region. So I think your message to all of us is a message of hope. And that's what I take away from this conference. And I thank you for all that you have done so far and all that you will do, sir.
Great. You could hear it there, folks. A great leader is being saluted by King Abdullah II. Not what the New York Times is saying, not what the Washington Post is saying, or any of the network television. Let me see if we have any.
I'd like to know, Paul, about what is happening. Definitely, Jordan and Turkey have been the major dumping grounds for the the natural border countries to the civil war in Syria. Maybe what can be done, and I don't know if this was proposed by the president, but more financial aid to Syria to Jordan so that they can help help them financially with with this big burden they're undertaking. And of course, it keeps the people who are fleeing Syria in the proper area. The expectation is that when things calm down, when ISIS is defeated and the various other ragtag rebel groups are defeated, that these folks can go back. And that makes sense. And the legitimate ones, that's what they want. When our crazy new prime minister, the trust fund kid, said we're going to take in 35,000 Syrians late in the fall of 2015, as our diplomats were over there scouring for them, they found that 94% of the people in the refugee camps in Jordan and Turkey didn't want to come to Canada. And when asked why, they had two reasons. One said, well, we grew up in an Islamic country, and that's where we'd like to live. Well, that makes sense. And the other common answer was, well, I'm a teacher, or I'm this or that, and I want to go back and rebuild my country as soon as it's safe. Well, that's perfectly understandable and legitimate, which makes you wonder, who are we getting? The real patriots want to go back.
Yes, of course. Exactly. Exactly. These people are bailing out on their own country. The Mexicans that are coming here. What's wrong with Mexico? Your family.
They're doing a check and run.
Yeah. Speaking of the House of Japan or the Hashemite Kingdom, your family, you know, whether you're a Mexican, a Nigerian, a Somali, your family has lived in your homeland for over 1,000 years, for scores of generations. Why are you bailing out on your country, your place of birth? This is cowardly. It's treacherous. You're giving up on your own people. Why should we in America fund such an activity? We're actually funding a brain drain from all of these liberals claim to care about the third world. So is the way to help the third world, Mr. and Mrs. Liberal, is it to take away, drain out the populations of these countries? Is that the way to solve their problems? Enroll them in the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis and take them away from Guadalajara or Mogadishu or Lagos? No, this is insane. It's crazy. And Donald Trump's got that. And notice that world leaders understand this as well. They are not King Abdullah II. He understands what Donald Trump is saying. I'm going to ask for help from the engineer here because I, for whatever reason, I'm not able to see my caller board right now. And if the engineer would just send me a message or let me know, or actually, engineer, if you could do this, if we have a caller, could you put him on the air? And I don't know whether we do or not.
Well, I can see him.
Okay, let's go to Reggie. You're on the air.
Ahoy, Reggie.
Okay. All right, Ken in Massachusetts, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Ken.
This is Ken. Ken in Massachusetts, yes, yes.
Yes, tell us what's on your mind.
I just called in. I've been listening to your show for a couple of months now, and this week there's been in the news cycle some things that are just like love to see, like the Russia thing backflashing on the Democrats, et cetera. One thing though that I haven't heard you touch on was Syria. A few days ago, I was absolutely overjoyed to hear the administration come out and say that a 180 from the Obama administration, saying like Syria, the Syrian people are going to determine how things go in Syria. In other words, getting Bashar al-Assad, the regime change off the table. And we had this tragic chemical attack event that took place. And then I heard the president come out and just, it's from my perspective, maybe you can say, bring something more to it, just from the hip saying, is it blaming it on the Assad administration? And I believe it just is illogical that I don't think Assad had anything to do with it. It was
here's what Donald Trump put out there today in this press conference with King Abdullah II. Donald Trump really communicated to King Abdullah that he cares about people. So when little children were gassed by whomever, Donald Trump is angry about this. And whoever did it is going to be sorry they did it. Whether it's President Assad or somebody else, whoever did it definitely stirred the wrath of Donald Trump.
Jamie,
so, yes?
Well, as part of the deal worked out by the Russians, Assad gave up all their
Exactly. But just, I don't know if you guys saw it, just a couple of hours ago, Trump was in the Rose Garden and he said he blamed the attack on Assad. And he said explicitly, my opinion of Bashar al-Assad has changed dramatically since this attack.
Well, and the key thing,
concerned. I'm really concerned that
these were dropped by planes, and planes are easy to identify, especially for the United States government. So it will be found out who dropped these weapons. What I'm saying is whoever did is going to be sorry. That's what Donald Trump was letting them know. And
he said his opinion of the Assad regime has changed, and he explicitly blamed Assad for the attack. I saw this just like within the past couple of hours.
Yes, it just occurred.
So
it just occurred.
I'm really concerned.
Well, you needn't be concerned about Donald Trump in this case. If Assad did it, the question is, did Assad do it? Now, Donald Trump will know. At the time that he's speaking Trump has the impression from his advisors and his intelligence that Assad was involved. That if that's not true, that will change. Whoever did it, Donald Trump is mad at
him. That's entirely possible. That's entirely possible. The thing is,
Ken, hang on. Here's our dog in the fight, okay? Whoever was gassing children, listen to me, Ken. Whoever was gassing children, we don't need Donald Trump. We don't want Donald Trump to be a supporter of such a person, okay? Now, we don't know
who
did it.
Of course.
We don't know who did it. So if Assad did it, hang on, if Assad did it, then guess what? He's going to taste the wrath of Donald Trump. And the, it's as simple as that. Or whoever else did it, ISIS or whoever else did it, they're going to be sorry they did it. But you, Ken, from our point of view, we're Americans. We're not Syrians. Our dog in the fight is the American dog. And so what we want Donald Trump is to preserve the honor, the dignity of our country. And of course, we are not a country that bombs little children and so on. So the,
Bush Jr., yes, we are. We have been the country that bombs little children.
Well, yes, I know. I understand. But that's true. Let's put it this way. Donald Trump doesn't bomb little children. So could sort of put a point on it.
Sure. I'm concerned. I'm very concerned about the people who are he's dealing with. I mean, logically, there's no reason. Just in the past few days, the administration came out and said, look, we're going to let the Syrian people decide who is going to control their country. And also things have been going very well for Syria. OK, things have been going very well for the government in Syria.
Yeah.
And
if you let me complete
my thought, it's been going very well for them. Okay, so it doesn't make any sense for Assad to actually gas his people. So
it doesn't make any sense at all. Why would he do it? If he did it, He'd have to be, now hang on, Ken.
Right.
He'd have to be a nut. He'd have to be a maniac and a nut to do that. You're correct. But the question is, did he
which
do
I,
it?
Which
that's
he,
not
he
the question.
Demonstrably, he is not a nut.
Well, but hang on. The important thing is not whether you, what you want him to have done or what I wish he would have done, okay? The question is, what did he do? What actually happened?
He being, who are you talking about?
King or President Assad.
Right, okay. No,
Ken, our interests lie with our president and our country, not Syria, okay, and not Assad. Hang on, we'll be back with a final thought on that and other callers. My board's working, engineer, so I can see you now. We'll be back in a moment, folks.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
We're back. We got one more segment to go here. I want to cover a couple of news items. We mentioned yesterday that Daniel Tarullo, one of the governors, one of the existing five governors of the seven governor Federal Reserve Board of Governors, retired today. And here's a Bloomberg article on why. Why is he leaving? After more than 8 years as a Fed governor, Daniel Tarullo is leaving long before his term was scheduled to expire in 2022. If he would have stayed, he would most certainly have been sidelined. When President Donald Trump picks a vice chairman of banking supervision, that person would have replaced Tarullo in his primary role. And when Trump names the next federal chair, you got to pinch yourself, folks. This is really going to happen. After Janet Yellen departs in early 2018, January, the agency's new leader would be very likely to have dramatically different views than those of Daniel Tarullo. Oh, my goodness, Paul, we will have for the first time since, well, you know, we will have a patriot picked board of governors of the Federal Reserve. And it gets better than that, folks. There are four on the 7-member board. There are 2 vacancies in addition to Tarullo. So 3 vacancies of the 7 now. Donald Trump has a green light to pick 3 governors for the Federal Reserve, and he's now playing golf with Rand Paul at the Trump International Golf Course on an island in the Potomac near Herndon, Virginia. So my gosh, all the ducks.
Jan, there's been a bunch of articles about the two sides getting closer, as in the left and the right within the GOP for a better Obamacare replacement.
Yes, that's another huge story. It looks as if this is going to happen. The Republicans, just a tactical mistake here. Coming out of the gate, taking on Obamacare, but before they had their replacement organized, who's to blame? It might be Paul Ryan. Certainly he was the in charge of getting this done. He didn't do it. And Rand Paul, being an absolutely key person, he's in the Senate, not the House, but nevertheless, very, very key there. Rand Paul, we talked earlier on this show, Rand Paul was seen on film opening cases of Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, handing out a copy at his own expense to every member of the Freedom Caucus in the House. These are some of the people who weren't happy with Ryan Care. And 30 minutes before it was scheduled to go for a floor vote, was pulled from the schedule. But Rand Paul explaining to these people, you can do better than this. Donald Trump can show you how. Wow, this is wonderful. We've run out of time. Thank you, everybody, for helping out in today's show. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Paul, thank you. George, see you all tomorrow.
All right.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.